Millions of Muslims from across the world are converging on Iraq's holy city of Karbala to mark Arba'een. People from 60 countries have marched to Karbala this year to pay tribute to Imam Hussein. Some 2 million Iranians are among those attending the ceremony. Many people inside Iraq have marched for days to join the event. Arba'een, which is known as one of the world's largest religious gatherings, fell on November 21st this year. It marks the 40th day after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad. Thousands have marched through central London to commemorate Arba'een, which marks the 40th day since the day of Ashura, when Imam Hussein and his companions were martyred. Mourners also highlighted the Muslim community's stance against terrorism. Amina Taylor has this report from the British capital.
Arba'een in the UK is always an occasion marked by prayer, speeches, and a real sense of community and outreach. Set against the backdrop of the iconic Marble Arch in central London, the UK procession set out to remind mourners of the sacrifice and martyrdom of Imam Hussein and its lasting impact.
Today, basically, we are here to commemorate a man who gave up everything to uphold the values of love, honor, dignity, justice. He fought against the injustice of his time, and that's exactly why we're here today. It's a peaceful procession. Over 20,000 Muslims come regularly. This is the 36th year that we have it.
From humble beginnings over three decades ago, the Arba'een procession uses its high visibility to denounce terrorism.
We are here to mourn, but also we are here to explain to the British public the values of Imam Hussein, such as against terrorism. Imam Hussein himself was the biggest victim of terrorism. So we are here to mourn for Imam Hussein, for Arba'een, the holiest day of the year, but at the same time, for the British public to understand that we Muslims condemn all kinds of violence, like ISIS, like Daesh, Boko Haram, the Taliban, all these people who claim to be Muslims, they're not Muslims.
The education team are there to say, look, I know you see all this stuff about Islamic terrorists. That's the first thing that comes up with Islam, is, oh, terrorism. We're not terrorists. It's that 1.000% are idiots, be it the Christians with the IRA or any other religious group. But Islam is a peaceful religion, and it's good to have education so that people can realise, actually, we are good people.
2016 has been a particularly difficult year for Muslims across the globe. But by staging the 36th annual Arba'een procession through central London, there is very much a sense here that cohesion and community are alive and well, and that their solidarity through strength. For the thousands who marked the event of Arba'een in the UK, the spirit, as well as the message of one of Islam's most revered figures, is alive and thriving. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.
Islamic scholar Shabir Hassan Ali believes that the Arba'een ceremony is for both Muslims and non-Muslims across the world.
Arba'een and this gathering is not only for Shia Muslims, it is for all Muslims and even non-Muslims. If you look in the crowds of millions, you will find Christians, you will find patriarchs, you will find Jewish people, you will find people who have no religion, as well as Sunni Muslims and Shia Muslims. This is a stance which inspires millions and millions and millions and even billions of people. In some cases, the people don't realize they're being motivated and inspired by the Karbala'i spirit. And what is the Karbala'i spirit? This is the spirit of never giving in and never allowing yourself to become humiliated.